We have passed the halfway point last time, that is in July, in the 36 lessons. Thank the Lord for that. It is not a small thing, I still feel, to have 200-300 brothers gathering together faithfully from month to month. It's a price to pay, not only so coming here to South San Francisco, but during the week, and I have trust, if not all of you, a good number of you do spend some time in your groups to pursue these matters. And I have made it clear from the very beginning that these messages probably is 40%, 60% is up to your study. This is the case in all trainings. You just come here, a lecture or some kind of a talk, and you go home and toss it aside, then you come the next time, you get something, you will. But at the most, maybe 30-40%. The real work really falls on your shoulder to study them. Now I, with some help from others, put all these lessons together. And you can imagine the amount of work. Even as I am speaking these messages now for the first time, I realize that there still needs some improvement. And some here, there, not fully balanced, or some places are missing, some places are too much. Constantly improving. Well, having to get into these things, I have to dive into it and study them myself. And who got the benefit? I did. Actually, I got the most benefit from this, more than you. However, if you would get into yourselves in a serious manner, I will tell you, those hours and those minutes spent on your personal study and on some corporate pursuit or digestion of this will not be in vain. I will tell you, time will show. Time will show. You can take the shortcut today. You can just skirt things. You can depend on your smarts. The time and day and situation will show that you are just somewhat superficial in these things. So do not underestimate the weight. Do not underestimate these things that to some of us maybe it's like, we've just heard this before. I know what this is. I don't need this. Well, maybe you do. But I will tell you, all the truths in the Word have layers of significances. You may be just 2 feet down when we should be 200 feet down. Have you ever deep dived, so to speak, using that word, deep dived into some of these things? No, you have not. Therefore, your knowledge is just quite on the surface. And the time will prove that out. Right? The time will prove that out. So I hope none of us would stagnate. None of us would be presumptuous. All of us would be earnest. And all of us would be quite, quite serious, as old as some of us are, still pursue these things in a fresh way. Amen. This is honoring the Lord. This is honoring the truth. And this is simply being responsible and conscientious with the responsibility the Lord has placed upon us as leading brothers. And this is an eldership training with lessons on eldership. My particular burden is always the young brothers. Don't take the quick way. I give you $1 million advice. Do not take the quick way. Don't follow the rabbit, huh? The hare. Follow the tortoise. That way will get you to the goal first. Okay, now this six lessons on this module 4, is on the knowledge of the elders. That means the elders need to equip themselves, to fortify themselves, to perfect themselves with certain necessary knowledge. Knowledge is very, very important. What you do and how you do things, indeed how you live and how you work, are all determined by the knowledge you possess. So a person who is uneducated or less educated, they live in a certain way. Almost you cannot blame them because they don't have the adequate knowledge about things, about health, about this and that. So they live in that kind of an unhealthy way. So one of the most important thing in being a leading brother, in serving the church as an elder, is that you must be knowledgeable. And this knowledge base must be broad. You cannot be just narrow in your knowledge. You just know one thing. You're one-trick pony, they say. You just know this. You need to have a broad spectrum of knowledge so that we can serve the church in a better way. Now, if you recall, the first three lessons on this module, what are we to know? Number one, we need to know what? Remember, we need to know God's plan. We need to know God's government. And we need to know God's authority. All these three divine things, we need to know. Now, if you're an elder, you don't know God's government. What? God has a government? Then what are you doing? You are sharing now in God's government. You are deputized, as it were, to represent God's government properly in your church. You don't even know there's such a thing as government. And you yourself are not living under that government. And how can you govern, if you know what I mean? I don't mean the elders rule, but you know what I mean. How do you represent God's government properly in your locality? God's plan. You don't even know God has a plan. And how do you lead that church? The church is something fully in God's plan. It is God's plan, but you don't know, right? Or God's authority, the divine authority. If you don't study and know this, you will misuse, sometimes even abuse, God's authority. You are misrepresenting the Lord's authority. And we've seen many ugly things in the church life over the years by brothers who really do not know the authority of God in a proper kind of a way. They're too much or too little, right? It is not the Lord. The second one is having a clear vision of the Lord's recovery. My goodness, brothers, that's really 101, all right? If you are to take the lead in the church, you must know the Lord's recovery. You must have this clear vision of the Lord's recovery. When I ask you, what is the Lord's recovery? You should be able to say it. And you should be able to say it as if you're speaking to a, 17-year-old. Then you have to know how to say it as you're speaking to a 40-year-old. You see? You should be able to tell people what the Lord's recovery is in many ways. Because you're so clear about this matter. All right? So, you need to have the vision of the Lord's recovery. You need to know the history of the Lord's recovery. You need to know that history that is in the Bible. You need to know the history in the church age. Brother Lee, whenever he has a chance, talk about to us about the Lord's recovery. You also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of the recovery. Your knowledge may be 60 years old. It is the Lord's recovery, but it's the Lord's recovery 60 years ago. Your utterance, your speaking, your vocabulary betrays your knowledge. The early on, the recovery is to leave the denominations, to be baptized in the water, meet in the name of the Lord. That's the Lord's recovery. Then it was. But at a certain point, Brother Nee said, if that is the Lord's recovery, you're not my co-worker. Well, are those things wrong? They're not wrong, but they are elementary. They do not define the Lord's recovery in a more advanced way. What is your knowledge of the Lord's recovery? Today, I think maybe the best thing is to take a whole session. I will just test you. I'll call Eddie, please come up here. Tell us in 5 minutes, what is the Lord's recovery? How about that? How about we have a test? You see, don't be so sure. Oh, I know, I've been listening to this for years. Well, say something in a clear way. I'm afraid the more you speak, the more confused we've all become. We all came in quite clear. After you speak, we don't even know what the Lord's recovery is. I've heard that kind of speaking. You may be good-hearted, you may be very this or that, but you are lacking in knowledge. And there are local churches, good bunch of brothers, but not one is clear. Not one. They're just there, busy doing this, doing that. In the end, they don't know what they're doing. They're just there maintaining some kind of a church life without the clear, clear vision. So, knowledge, brothers. I'd like to impress you. You know what? Maybe rather than a verbal test, what I will do is to tell you, to give you this test. And I'll give you a sheet of paper, and I'll give you 5 minutes in your seat, write down what is the Lord's recovery. I'll give you some time to think about it. But you cannot open any book. You cannot read anything. You cannot copy from the ministry. You have to use your own words by memory, by whatever, and write down within one page, maybe half a page, what the Lord's recovery is. If you search the ministry, you'll find Brother Lee has 30 definitions of what the Lord's recovery is. Oh my goodness. Well, but some are much more salient, much more sort of an executive summary of the up-to-date definition of the Lord's recovery. One is swirling in my head right now. I won't tell you what it is. But it is in one long sentence. One long sentence, he say, this is the Lord's recovery, colon. I don't have it verbatim, but I have it pretty much there. I can paraphrase it. Can you? I think I will do that test. Not now. I think it may be embarrassing to some of us. Maybe next time. Next time when I come up here a month from now, I'm already giving you a lot of 1 month at warning, okay? This will force you all to go and study and synthesize, you know? And maybe something quite wonderful will come out by that kind of forced study through test. You see, without testing, there's actually no training. No training. You're just writing down notes. You never got into it. All right, so here's the test next time. What is the Lord's recovery in one page? All right? You cannot secretly write them and bring it and switch the paper. The paper will be passed out in the meeting of a certain color. You couldn't even... It won't be white. You just have to write it. Okay? This will be next time. I will do it. I will do it. Okay. Now, the third one is to needing to know the Lord's recovery in life. My, I have no time. I have no time. In life, brothers, this is essential. Not just to know the Lord's recovery in doctrine or in history, but to know the Lord's recovery in the way of life. I won't get into this, right? This is too important. That means to know the Lord's recovery in the way of what? Of experiencing Christ as life. Experiencing the triune God as our portion. I mean, easy to say that, but there was a whole outline on this matter. I think I shared with you Hanegraaff, did I? You know, his Christian Research Institute, or rather his kind of motto is truth matters. That's the big emblazoned, you know, word, you know, truth matters. Well, in these years, the Lord's mercy, he has been really, his eyes become a little bit more open. This last training in the summer, for the first time, he was there all 6 days. In every meeting. This is our brother Hank. Living in a hotel with a bunch of brothers and studying the messages with all those brothers every day. The brothers told me. And now he has this little wristband that used to say truth matters. Now he has added to that. It is life matters more. So you keep this in this room. He has been writing a book about us. And if it comes out and so forth, it could become quite a bombshell. Positively, of course. And my understanding is that may be the title of that book. Truth matters, life matters more. Now, if our brother have that kind of is beginning to have that kind of understanding, how much more we who are in the Lord's recovery, right? And we don't know life. We don't know the recovery in life. Now, we are really, really out of it. We're really, really behind. Okay? All right. So this speaks to the experience of God as life to us. This is what the Lord's recovery is. To recover the experience of life in all its aspects. Now today, in lesson 22, we come to the second half of this module 4, and it is a continuation from the earlier messages or lessons. Now this one, you don't have the outline, or you may...
anybody who has a cell phone that gave their address, you should have it already in a PDF. Check your phone.
Okay. All right. This is one of the very few training meetings that we say, please use your cell phone. Right. Okay. Today it is a sister message, this number, lesson 22, to lesson 21, needing to know the Lord's recovery in truth. Now this is just as important, in truth. Okay. Let me just get into the message for the sake of time. The truth. Why is it important to know the truth? God's Savior, God's desire is that all men would be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. All right. Okay, let's go. The truth is the content of the Bible. The reality conveyed in the doctrines and is realized through the Spirit. This is quite an amazing sentence, all right? Please pay attention to truth. Pay attention to Bible. Pay attention to the word reality. Pay attention to the word doctrines. And of course, pay attention to the word Spirit. Spirit. Oh, I see Jacob there. So you got through 101? Oh, you took the local. So there's some saints still probably stuck there, huh? Okay. Okay. All right. So remember these words. All these words are going to be very important in this whole message. Truth, Bible, which is the word, reality, doctrines, and the Spirit. Okay. All right. A, the truth is the reality. Now, these are all very, very important utterances. The truth. What is the truth? The truth is the reality. It's more than fact. The reality conveyed in the doctrines. It is possible to know the doctrines but not have the truth, the reality. So, okay, here we have the Bible. We all have the Bible, the Word of God. What's in the Bibles? Of course, there's a lot of things in the Bibles. But primarily, the Bible is a book of doctrines. And we use this word doctrine positively, all right? Of certain teachings, of certain doctrines. And that is in the Bible. That is in the Bible, all right? Now, we often say in the recovery, we don't care for doctrines, we care for life, and so on. That's true. That's because the Christians over time have become ensnared by the doctrines, and they only pursue the letter of the word without the Spirit and the life, thereby missing the essence of the word. Or the life, or the light, or the truth that is conveyed by these doctrines in the Word. That's the problem. And they even argue and fight and dispute and divide themselves according to these doctrines. However, the Word of God is a book of wonderful doctrines. The top doctrines. The doctrines based on God's speaking. And God's revelation. All right? These are not men's doctrines. These are all from God. Well, these doctrines are not the end in themselves. To just to know the doctrines, to understand the doctrines, to preach these doctrines. No. The doctrines in which the word is embedded conveys a certain reality. Are you with me? The doctrines themselves may not be the reality. They state facts, they have teachings, they have points. But they convey, they are the channel of the reality. Of reality. What reality? The divine reality. God's reality. Actually, it is the reality of God and all the things related to God. That's reality in the universe. Everything is empty and vain. That reality is the truth that we are talking about. All right? Now, it's possible to know the doctrines but not have the truth. So you can study the Bible and know the things, know the facts, know the teaching, but actually you don't have the truth. There's that possibility. You don't have the reality of those things. But the flip side is, without those doctrines, you will never know the truth. Now today, if I take away the Bible from you, let me tell you how you're going to know the truth. You probably will be sitting on a piece of rock on a mountain, in lotus position. Truth come, you know. A lot of people did that. And they got into some kind of alternate truth, right? Crazy. The truth, your word is truth. The only place we can derive truth from is the Word, the Bible, in its doctrines. They convey these realities to us. So we must read the Bible. We must study the Word. And it's going to talk about this here. All right? Now let's go on. We need to receive this, the reality that is conveyed in the doctrines. Such reality can be revealed to us and realized by us only through the Spirit. So what will turn mere doctrines, which is very important, they are the carrier, they are the conveyor of the truth. What can make those doctrines, what can turn those doctrines from mere knowledge and letters in our understanding to reality? Well, reality, which is the real truth, is actually Christ. Am I right? I am the reality. I am the reality. But the Spirit is called the Spirit of what? Of the reality, who will guide us into the reality. Am I right? This is what? John, right? Chapter 14 or 15. So, dear brothers, we need to study and read the Word very much. We need to know the doctrines, the content of the Bible. You know, there are elders. They never touch the Bible. They come and just give announcements. They sign checks. But they don't even read the Bible. They may even, in a cursory way, you know, just kind of take a look at the Holy Word of morning revival before 10 o'clock. What kind of elder is this? Now you say, I'm busy. Well, we all are busy. I have no time. We all have limited time. But brothers, how can you justify being a leading brother and never read the Bible? Never study the Word? You don't know even the doctrines. But now, having learned some doctrines, the facts in the Bible, you need the Spirit. You need the Spirit. You need the Spirit's enlightenment. You need the Spirit speaking through those facts. You need the Spirit to convey the reality that are behind those facts to you. And for that reason, brothers and sisters, brothers, we need to pray. We need to have proper dealings with the Lord. You know, reading the Bible has a lot to do with the person doing the reading. The Bible has been here for thousands of years. How come some see light and truth, others don't? Some even would go around killing people using the Bible, right? Quoting the Bible and do all sorts of crazy things. Well, what is missing is the Spirit. We need the Spirit in order to know reality. That's something quite missing among Christians today. Okay, one, the power of the Holy Spirit makes preached doctrines real to the listeners. It gives them the reality, the fact. those of us who have to teach in the church, you know, the elders should be apt to teach, to say something to the saints. And I would be sitting there listening to some leading brothers speak to the saints. The more they talk, the more I'm far away from the reality. They're just talking, I don't know what, out of some of their ethical ideas, kind of mixed up with the word, something of the word, or something they heard from somebody some years ago. They pull it out and just say something about that. You just know this brother is not in the word. He does not have reality. He is just saying things, some Christian things, some apparently biblical things. There's no light there. Sometimes there's not even the right doctrine there. Some I heard even speak the wrong doctrine to the saints. I said, what kind of elder is this? But we should not even just speak the right doctrines. We should endeavor to convey the truth. And that requires the Spirit. The Spirit's enlightenment within you. So that this truth has the shining of the light. You know what is truth? Truth's other definition, as we will see, is what? Is the shining of the light. When the light is not shining, it is within God. It is the light. When that light shines from God, it is truth radiating. The rays of the divine light or the divine revelation is truth. And that, when it's that is shine into you by the Spirit or through the Spirit, it becomes not just the truth, it becomes your truth. It becomes your reality. And when you possess that truth, when you know that truth will never go away. All right? Okay. One, the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I spoke that up. Two, for example, anyone can read the term the church in the Bible, but few have seen or touched the reality of the church. But when the Spirit operates, the church becomes no longer only a doctrine, but a truth, a reality to us. This is just an example. You can substitute the word church with many other doctrines. There's a lot of doctrines concerning the church, and there are many books in the ministry that gives us doctrine after doctrine concerning the church. Yes. And you better read those books. Here I'm not even saying just read the Bible. A good leading brother in the Lord's recovery should read the ministry. I read. I'm still reading. I have two books in the Bible. I just pulled off my library before coming up. It's not for this weekend. It's for some other need. I read those books several times already. It's from the 90s. Oh, by the way, I can tell you, these are messages given to elders and co-workers from the Far East that Brother Lee gave in the 90s, 1994, to be exact, that year. Once in the Memorial Day conference or afterwards, the other in the after the October, some elders' conference. I have to read that. By the way, that will help you to know what the Lord's recovery is in its 94 version. Yeah? Definition. Okay. Dear brothers, read the ministry. The ministry is the digested doctrines, the digested word, or rather the interpreted word that helps in enlightening us, that helps us in the understanding because it opens the word. But still, you and I need the Spirit. So when we come to the word, when we read the ministry, we must do so in a spirit and attitude of prayer. We must call on the Spirit with a humble in humility, with openness. Lord, enlighten me. Shine your light into me that this would become reality to me. Okay? If we have truth, we have light. For truth is the shining of light, just as grace is the expression of love. I think we all know that. The church, back to the church, brothers. What is the church? What is the church? Or let me put it this way. Is the church to you just some points or doctrines? The correct ones. You need at least that. At least you need that. But I like to ask, is the church to you a truth? A reality? Or is it just some description, you know, some systematized doctrine? All right. In the Gospel of John, we see grace and reality, which is truth. 2, grace and reality in the Gospel of John becomes love and light in 1 John. I think we all know this. You have to get into those footnotes or life studies of 1 John. You know, Gospel, this is the same author, John. Gospel is stresses life, stresses grace and truth. Whereas his epistles stresses life and light, which is the source of what? Of grace and truth. Okay, 3. Love is the source of grace, and grace is the expression of love. In the same principle, light is the source of truth, and truth is the shining of light. 4, to know the Lord's recovery in truth implies both doctrine and light. Both. For the doctrines in the Bible convey truth, and truth is the shining of God as the divine light. Don't despise the doctrines. You know, the basic knowledge that you need in the Bible. That's why we have the full-time training. So before they got involved with anything, they would be just what? Equipped with the basic doctrines, the recovery doctrines of the Bible. And they will unpack that for the rest of their lives. It will benefit them for the rest of their lives. And I am not sure that some of us who have never been to a training, just how much have we gotten into the Bible? I don't know. Sometimes I would question. You know, we should devote some serious times every day, especially those of us who may be retired, or you know what I mean. Don't just be busy, on the phone and calling the shots on that and arranging this. And, I'm a good elder. I'm a very busy elder. Well, you are, and thank the Lord for that. But I come, and I don't touch too much truth there, reality there. Not much advance, light, and, you know, shining there. Then you are actually ill-equipped to meet the Lord's need today in the Lord's recovery. I hope so. This is not to be selfish. To study the word is not selfishness. It is so that we can serve better. I hope so. So in a year, in 2 years, in several years' time, I meet you again. Right away, in your speaking, in your talking, in your testimony, I can realize this brother has been getting into something. He's much more solid today, much more, you know, rich or full today, right? Okay, now this leads to number two. Doctrine becoming truth, becoming truth. And listen, truth becoming light. Now this is going back the other way. Light shines, it becomes truth. And those truths are conveyed in doctrines. But the reverse. The doctrines will lead us to know the truth with the help of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. And that truth will become light in us. Eventually, it is not just truth in you, but light in you. But even light in you. And not only that, listen, that light in you now will what? Become life. Life. From doctrine to life. That's the process. Okay, A, truth is the shining of light, and the divine light is life. Light is life. Right? In him is life, and the life is the light of men. And so, by receiving the shining of the light, we are brought all the way to the source of that light, which is life itself. And life, brothers, is just God being experienced by us. In the Genesis 1, you know, in the recreation, right? The more light, the more what? The more life. The stronger the light, the stronger the life. The higher level of light, the higher level that life may be. And brothers, let me say this. Don't stop growing after you became an elder. You know, there's some kind of idea, after I become an elder, I made it. I made it. Praise the Lord. Now I can rest and administrate. What? Is really that's what you're thinking? The thought should be not be I made it, but now I'm at a starting block. That's what you should be thinking. Now I'm finally at another starting block. I need to begin in earnest with a whole new level of earnestness in knowing the word. This is an elder's training, brothers. And I want this training to be very practical. I like to see a change through this kind of speaking, even in your priority, in your schedule, in the way you find time and spend time in the Word of God. You know, today the ministry unpacks so many things in the Word, and with publications such as the Holy Word, it's almost like all done for you. That's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, we just, you don't even need to chew. On the other hand, it can, listen, not it will, but it can make us lazy. Perhaps it has already. We just become those lazy brothers who just kind of flip a few pages on Holy Word. I've done it. Then because I know the parlance, I know these things, I've been around, so I can stand up and say something, God's economy, triune God, you know. I can say, okay, amen, then give the announcement. I have seen elders like this. No. No direct touch with the word. no digging, no studying, no applying of themselves. So not much light. It's just usually a kind of repetition of something you have picked up, maybe even 30 years ago. Of course, the young people, they don't know better. They think, oh, this brother is really deep. It's not deep at all. Those who know would know that's not the case. We need to continue always to advance, my brothers, in our knowledge of the truth, in light, in the possession of this light, and, brothers, in life eventually. Actually, if you don't do this, you don't grow because you have no life. And because you have no light, and you stop growing. Okay? All right. We first must have the doctrines in order to have the truth. We need to study the Bible daily because from the Bible we first receive the doctrines. Through God's enlightening, the doctrines become truth and the shining of the divine light in us. Then we are joined to the light, and the light becomes life to us. All the riches of life are in the truth. Every truth is an aspect of the riches of life. Think about this. What is truth? What is in the truth? It says here, the riches of life, the various and plenteous aspect of life, so many things, are in the truth. And every truth is an aspect of the riches of life. So let's say, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about the cross. We're going to talk about bearing the cross, take up the cross daily. We're going to talk about the denial of the soul life, right? We're going to talk about the crucifixion or the termination of the old man. We're going to talk about the definition of I, you know. I'm crucified with Christ. What I is. I tell you, all these are wonderful doctrines, especially in Paul's writings. Without these doctrines, we would not know a thing about these things. And let me tell you, the doctrine of cross-bearing, the doctrine of soul life denying, am I right? The doctrine of following Jesus in this way, according to Matthew 16, are all aspects of the riches of life. They are not just doctrines. It's not just, I study cross-bearing. It's a wonderful doctrine. It is. But eventually, that doctrine must become truth to you. Cross-bearing is now a truth, a reality to you. Not just information, not just knowledge, but it is. But the day will come, it is not just even just a truth in you. There's so much light shining. That cross bearing becomes light. Light to you. And that light shines. That light dictates. That light controls. That light governs. And this light is life. Is life. It causes you to live in a certain way. Someone who knows the doctrine of cross-bearing can hardly bear the cross. Maybe for a few minutes. Let me read the manual on cross-bearing. Point one, do this. Shut up, right? Point two, don't react, right? Is that cross-bearing? To some, cross-bearing is a truth, but not no light or not enough light. But to those where the cross-bearing is light, I tell you that light is constantly shining. You will bear the cross when the situation arises. Not by memory, not by a manual, not by gritting your teeth, but by light. That light now is life in you. Cross-bearing is life. All right. Okay, let's go on. When we read the Bible, we first get doctrine, then the truth, then light, then finally life. This is the procedure. Often during one time in the Word, we experience all four: doctrine, truth, light, life. Sometimes that happens. We get into the Word, starts with doctrine, we end in life. It does happen. It does happen. We should have more moments like that. D, we must know the Lord's recovery in life and truth. The Lord's recovery is not an activity, movement, or ordinary Christian work, but a matter of life and truth in light. 2, we are truly in the Lord's recovery if we know God and the Bible, have life and truth, and are full of light. So in the Lord's recovery, what do we hold up? 2 things, really. Number one, God, the triune God, who is life. Number 2, the Bible. The Bible, the divine revelation, which conveys to us the doctrines and eventually the truth and finally light. Life and light. Number 3, the importance of God's word in the Bible and the proper prayer. We need to see why the truth is the necessary step to our receiving God as light. In other words, we need to see why, in addition to God, we need the Bible. Some people say, I have the Spirit, I have God, I don't need the Bible. Wrong. Wrong. A basic principle in the New Testament is that the Word is necessary for believing. In order to understand and believe into God and receive Him as life, we need His word in the Bible. Like electrical wires which transmit electricity, the Bible transmits God as life. He who hears the Son of Man and believes into Him. Do you see this here? You have to hear the word which comes to you as doctrines and eventually in time as truth and light. Then you believe into Him. This is what Paul calls the hearing of faith. The Spirit is supplied to you by the hearing of faith. So we need a lot of hearing. And we need a lot of reading. Okay? Then there will be a lot of believing. In order to know the Lord's recovery in truth, we need to know the Bible, not only in the way of doctrine, but also in the way of truth. When we know the Bible in truth, we have the shining of light, which causes us to have life. Therefore, how much life we have depends on how much truth we know. In the 70s, mid-70s, I was mid-20s, and I just couldn't wait, you know. I just dropped my job and went full-time by myself. I didn't even check with Brother Lee. So I took a leave, actually, from my job for 1 year. And half of the morning, I used the time to study the truth. And the second half, I went on campus. That was in Costa Mesa. And it was at that time, there was not like today, life lessons, truth lessons, none of this. This is in the 70s. All I had was the Chinese version. It was not in English. The Chinese version of the basic crucial truth in the Holy Scriptures. 60 lessons from the 50s. This is from the 40s and 50s. The first 16 was by Brother Lee in China in the 40s. The rest in Taiwan in the 50s. 60 lessons. From God all the way to, you know, soup to nuts, all right? And every morning I go, I would, with the help, they're all in outline form, we study. I tell you, it is a pain. I just want to throw that away and go to the campus, you know. Oh, do this and do that. Well, I did that in the afternoon. But I forced myself to sit there, self-study, you know. I still remember where I lived in Huntington Beach in my little study. Check the word and study. And at that time, I began to translate those lessons. And in time, Living Stream wanted all of that translated. Or Brother Lee wanted all translated. And I was sent to go to the whole country to find bilingual brothers to translate all of that from Chinese into English. Yeah, he's reminding me it's 10 o'clock now. And but I have to go on here. And I did much of the translation and others translate and so on and so forth. I like to tell you, brothers, it takes a lot to study the word. If I tell you, oh, it's easy, I'm not telling the truth. It takes a concentration. It takes application of your mind. It takes a kind of what? Discipline. Otherwise, you won't do it. Well, brothers, I'm not saying you should do what I did, but I am saying that we need to have a habit of getting into the Word. As busy as you are, you must prioritize this. And today, now, we have the life study. In those days, it was just starting the life studies. And on, brothers. Okay. All right, this is good. We must study, where am I? Okay, four. Therefore, how much life we have depends on how much truth we know. That's a very good line. You say, I have a lot of life, but you don't have a lot of truth. That life will be limited. I wouldn't say no life, but limited. We must spend time in the Word, which will first be doctrine to us, and the doctrine must become truth to us by the enlightening of the Spirit. In order for the doctrine to become truth to us, we need to pray much and in the proper way. For this, we need to deal with the Lord and be dealt with by Him, and we need to have a clear conscience and a purified mind, will, and emotion. Then we need to open our entire being from our spirit and pray. Now, this is just the attitude, condition we need when we come to the Lord's Word. See, as elders in the local churches, we need to know the truth of the Bible. We must not be content with doctrines which in themselves are empty and vain. Instead, we must daily pray open and spend time to touch the Lord. We must be willing to allow Him to touch us and deal with us, especially with our conscience, so that we can hold the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Then the doctrines of the Bible will become truth to us. I hope this kind of exercise would not just remain on this page, but we would all, maybe even some of us, have a renewed beginning. Amen. We're older now. We're in our 40s, 50s, maybe even 50s. But it's not too late. Not too late. Don't just be busy and do the work. We need the Word of God. We need to be men of truth. We need to lead the Church of God in truth. For the way to have the abundance of life and to flow out the riches of life is the way of the truth. Life and truth have one goal, the abundance of life. The main point we need to see is the way to turn doctrines to life, or put in other words, the way to have the abundance of life. We first need to know the doctrines. Then as we open to the Lord and pray much, the Spirit will come to enlighten the doctrines, and they will become truth, which brings light and life. The more truth we have, the more riches of Christ's life we enjoy. Eventually, we will have the abundance of life. In the 70s, I still remember, one of the longest lessons in the 60 lessons is the one on the kingdom. You go check. It is long. You know, today, those circle graph, you know that famous circle graph? You know, even I think it's here, right? In Matthew's, came from that time. Came from that time. A little different, you know. It's a little different, you know. But the point is the kingdom of God and what kind of kingdom. In the end, you know, in the millennium, there's the kingdom on the earth. There's the kingdom in the heavens. There's the overcomers. There's the Jews. This is in the, only in the millennial, right? The difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heavens, the reward and punishment of the kingdom, the constitution of the kingdom in all its aspects. And brothers, it's a heavy, heavy truth. Heavy. But I must testify what was doctrine to me, and I started with doctrines. Today is not just doctrines, but it is light and life to me. Not that I'm all there. I'm still pursuing. But brothers, we need to be like this. The Lord's recovery deserves to have leading brothers who are men of truth. Not just zealous, not just, you know, but no truth. That does not befit the Lord's recovery. The recovery is a recovery in truth. Okay, truth being God himself as the reality. I will end here, end by 10:15. Yeah. We have seen the truth is the real content of doctrines, but we must also see that truth is nothing less than God himself. The truth of the gospel is the reality of the gospel God revealed and realized. When we touch the content of any doctrine, if we do not touch God himself, we still do not have the truth. When we touch God, we have truth. So do never study the word without coming to God. Whenever we touch the word, we have to touch God. Truth is God revealed and realized in his many aspects. A teaching that does not convey God is not a truth, but a mere doctrine. Whether a Christian ministers truth to us or merely doctrine depends on whether his teaching ministers God to us. Now we're talking about not just knowing the truth, studying the truth, but ministering the truth. Dispensing the truth to the believers. And if that truth is yours, if that truth is light and life to you, even when you're speaking a doctrine, you dispense God as reality into people. If we are not clear about what the truth is, we may be divided by disagreements over doctrines. The real truth, Christ himself, will prevent such division. Doctrines that convey Christ as reality are like grain, but doctrines that do not minister Christ and only lead to division are like chaff. The proper teaching of the scriptures ministers Christ as the reality. What can we say about this? Just look at Brother Lee. Right? The life study of the Bible. Sometimes you get into some of those life studies, it's pretty dry. Try Leviticus. Try Leviticus. Sometimes it does get pretty dry. Sometimes Brother Lee got so excited by one word and lead us into the forest, it can get pretty dry. But we all can testify to Brother Lee, he is not lost in the doctrines. just giving us doctrines. It's the life study. And that's because when he ministers those doctrines to us, book by book, indeed, verse by verse, even word by word, I tell you, he conveys God.
Amen.
Didn't he?
Amen.
Or I should say, doesn't he?
Amen.
Though he's dead, he still speaks, right, in these messages. Brothers, we need to do the same.
Amen.
To receive them as such, and then eventually we can convey them as such. But there's no shortcut. I'm not here to say it's easy to be an elder. If anything, I'm saying it's difficult to be an elder in the Lord's recovery. A real one. A real one. You need to apply yourself, brothers. Don't take the easy way. All right? Don't take the easy way. Okay, I think I will stop here.